Hall and the Buccaneers joining us right now from the Tampa Trib and TBO.com. Ira Kaufman is back with us here on Primetime. What's up, Ira? How you doing?
Hey, Pete Kras. Just driving back from OTAs today. Very interesting. Obviously, you know that Mr. Schiano did not want to discuss Mr. Winslow. He's got it in his rearview mirror, even though the thing happened 12 hours early. I asked every way I could ask. I tried three different ways. I think the fans deserve a couple of sentences about Kellen Winslow and what went into the decision. But
I agree with you. Look, deal with it, answer the questions now, and then in 2 days, no one's going to know about it. No one's going to remember it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying you got to rip into, K2, but you just, he didn't fit our future plans. We got a lot of confidence in Stocker and Clark, and you don't have to rip the guy.
That's it. That's all he had to say, right?
Yeah, yes, yes. I thought it was ill-conceived answer. He knew he had to know when he walked up into the scrum, TK, what he was going to be asked. He had to know.
And, no doubt.
He chose to say we don't talk about guys that aren't here anymore. Well, you know what? It impacts the current team. So I thought that was a mistake, my friend.
Now, you thought it was a mistake for him not to talk about it, but talk about the move itself. Kellen Winslow's a little bit younger than Dallas Clark, and this is not the Dallas Clark from 3 years ago who caught 100 balls, because I think Buccaneer fans are a little misled about what they may be getting here with this guy.
Yeah, I mean, and you know what, TK? It's a little bit of a change of policy in terms of if I would have told you a year ago that the Bucs would have been interested in signing a guy that turns 33, I believe it's next month. You would have said they'll pass, we pass. That's changed. And that brings me up to my number one point. And I think you're probably thinking the same way. Here's my interpretation of what's gone on in the last couple of months. You couple this with Tanner Jackson, PK, and maybe I'm overstating the case. You tell me, but Rick Schiano's calling the shots for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And he's got his right-hand man in Butch Davis, who's a big factor and a big voice in that building. And Greg Schiano had nothing invested in Tanner Jackson, nothing invested in Kellen Winslow. This is a guy that they gave up a second-round pick. Not a terrible move when you look back 3 years from now. Not a terrible move for a second-round pick. He was productive, wasn't great. Tanner Jackson offered a contract extension late last season, TK. Now all of a sudden he's not a Buccaneer man. So I'm trying to read the tea leaves, as you are. And my unshakable conclusion is that Schiano made the calls. And what Schiano wants, Schiano gets right now.
Yeah, and no matter what Mark Dominic thinks, I think you're right. I think Greg Schiano is the guy. I think he is calling the shots. And he doesn't have a vested interest or an emotional tie to any of these players. He wants his sort of players.
No question about it. He saw K2 on film, Tom, and what he saw maybe was a guy who was getting into Freeman's head. I think in a way he put Freeman in a tough spot at times last year. A young quarterback being harangued by a veteran tight end who's telling him he's open, when I think you and I both knew he wasn't really that open. Separation was not a strong suit last year. Pushed off a lot of offensive interference penalties, some key ones, dropped. And you know what? I think the most disappointing thing for me, for Winslow with the Bucs, and I don't know why it happened this way, but he wasn't a big red zone threat. And to me, that size and that kind of experience, he should have been catching 8 touchdowns a year. And instead, he was getting 3 or 4. That was a real disappointment, I thought.
Ira Kaufman joining me here from the Tampa Tribune and TBO.com here on Primetime, ESPN 1040, ESPNFlorida.com. Well, the multiple knee surgeries, the surgeries overall, have robbed him of his explosiveness. He is a possession type of tight end. He's not a big play guy. He's not an Antonio Gates or Jimmy Graham or Rob Gronkowski.
No question about it, Tom. He would average 10.5 yards a catch, which isn't very very exemplary. He would never break one for 45. You're right. He did not have that downfield explosiveness. He was a safe third and sixth guy,
right,
who would catch an 8-yard pass. Wasn't going to break any tackles. But again, to be fair, not a terrible move 3 years ago to give up a second. It wasn't like the guy was a flop. Nobody's wiping out Dominic on this one, nor should they.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, you made the call. Shiano has no ties to these guys. None. Maybe Desmond Briscoe's next.
Oh, there's no doubt he's next, and you know that, too.
And you know that. So, you know, the weeding process is out in force. It's just out in force. And what you did a couple of years ago will have no bearing. You know, some other guys could be on the bubble right now. We'll see. Sammy Strouder, you know, TK, I think he's going to have to fight for his job. Other guys are in that situation. Myron Lewis. He didn't draft Myron Lewis, TK. So it's a different mindset, and you know how the dynamics work in sports. When a new guy comes in, and we saw this with when Gruden won the battle with McKay. TK, you were around.
Mm-hmm.
It was Gruden's team at that point. Everybody knew it. Heavy investment in Gruden. I wouldn't say it's quite to that equal because they didn't give up all those picks to get Greg Schiano. But the man is firmly in charge right now, TK. Current events have proven that.
Butch Davis had Kellen Winslow when he was the coach in Cleveland. He obviously now is a consultant right now for Greg Schiano. What impact did you think his input had in this decision?
I think it was significant. Now, they had a very good relationship at UM. And then I believe he drafted him with the Browns when Butch was there. And then it was a slow falling out process. And I think when Schiano asked his man for his evaluation of Winslow, it was not a glowing recommendation. And I don't have any problem telling you that Butch Davis has a lot of clout in that building right now and will continue to.
What kind of impact do you think Dallas Clark will have on this offense? I say if you get 45, 50 catches out of this guy, I'll take it right now.
Yeah, he's a smart receiver. You know, he works well within himself. He knows what he can and cannot do. Had that huge season in 09, I guess. Peyton Manning, who was at his peak at that point. 50 catches sound about right to me. Maybe they've got a little more faith in Stocker than you and I have seen. That injury last year set him back a ways. That was it was destructive. And Stocker never could crawl out of that doghouse or make any kind of an impact. I still think they need a blocking tight end. I mean, they haven't had one since Gilmore. You remember Gilmore.
Mm-hmm.
And Anthony Beck did a good job during the Gruden years. You need that guy. That guy's important. And they haven't had one. For some reason, they let Gilmore go before last season. I thought they missed him badly in the run game, in pass protection. So we'll see what goes on there. Certainly Dallas Clark is not that much of a better blocker than Winslow.
He isn't. You're right about that. Luke Stocker is only in his second year. It takes a few years in order to develop that kind of trait, and you need to have a mentality in order to be a very good blocker. Nobody comes out of college being a very good blocking tight end. Blocking in college, blocking the outside linebacker at Ole Miss is a lot different than coming in the NFL and putting your hat on a James Harrison or a Julius Peppers.
Absolutely. You know, it's almost, you know, you could say, you know, a good pinch hitter that's going to have a 12-year career in the major leagues, does something and does it very well. Well, you know what? Those guys last in the NFL. John Gilmore is going to have a 12-year career. Anthony Beck played for a decade. Probably ended up, you know, catching 200 balls in 10 years. But that's okay. He did what he did very well. And
Here's the thing, Ira. Anthony Beck lives in this town. He played last year. He played effectively for Kansas City. He can be a great mentor to a guy like Luke Stocker. Why not call him? He lives here.
Not a bad idea. I mean, there's still some areas where they need a veteran. I'll give you another example. D-line. I mean, I'm not ready to call Moby Okoye a salty veteran. What's wrong? You know, they need depth on the defensive line. So, you know, maybe they're waiting for somebody to be cut, and there will be some good players cut at the end of training camp. But what's wrong with having a 31-year-old defensive lineman that then, show the ropes to Adrian Claiborne. Nothing wrong with that. There's still some areas on this team that are calling out for some veteran leaders.
Ira Kaufman, Tampa Trib, TBO.com, joining me here on Primetime. Now, Dallas Clark addressed the media, and I'm not sure if you had a chance to speak to him or not, but he certainly seemed to be a little agitated about the questions about his health the last couple of years, and he claims he's healthy 100% now?
Yeah, you know, he probably thinks that he had reached a certain stature, which he had with the Colts when he was considered one of the premier tight ends in this league for several years. And probably doesn't think he deserves the skeptics and the doubters. But as you point out, missed a lot of time his last 2 years. He's going to be 33. Of course there's going to be questions about him. Now, while the media corps was descending on Mr. Clark, I was seeking out Mr. Donald Penn, TK, because I hadn't seen him since the season ended. We talked a little bit about Carl Nix, and he said, this guy's even better than I thought. Jeremy Trueblood calls Nix a beast.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's a bona fide monster, TK.
Oh, yeah.
He might instantly, the day he walked into the facility, you might anoint him the best player on this team. I don't think that's a stretch, certainly.
At 350 pounds, too, that's a big monster.
Yeah. I mean, Trueblood cannot believe the size of Carl Nix. And, of course, they're well aware of him on tape, playing New Orleans twice a year, even though, you know, guys like Trueblood and Penn were more focused on Will Smith and guys like that. They couldn't help but notice Carl Nix on the New Orleans tape, and he jumped off the tape, perennial Pro Bowler, but he's got tremendous feet for a guy his size. Buck fans are going to love this guy. And if Shiano lives up to his promise, pound the ball and establish that run, Nix is going to love that. He lives for that kind of stuff, didn't experience it much in New Orleans. Experienced a lot of winning, but, Breeze was dropping back 40 times a game. This guy wants to run 40 times a game. And if they ever do that, look out. That will be the identity of this team. The Bucks talked a good game about being physical and having an identity. They never did it, TK. They never did it under Raheem.
Well, and they're going to do it now.
This is their chance. So, it's unbelievable to me that you and I can agree so much on so many things today. It's kind of disgusting in a way.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't know about you, but I don't like it. One final question. I don't know if you saw Peter King's column today, SI.com, but he talked about the whole Kellen Winslow, Dallas Clark thing, tied it in with Greg Schiano, and he said Greg Schiano is a control freak. Do you agree?
Well, based on what we've seen since his hiring, and I'm just talking from a media perspective, It seems to be that way. We're getting the bare minimum requirements. It's a little bit of a change. We're not used to it. I'm sure your listeners are not exactly going out of their way to support the local media, because you know how we're viewed by the public. We're a notch below the tax collector, and maybe rightfully so. But there's been a change. There's a culture change, TK, with the players. And there's one with the media in terms of Schiano wants one voice for this organization. And you know who that voice is? It's Greg Schiano.
Ira, I appreciate a few minutes. We'll continue to read you on the Tampa Trib and TBO.com. Thanks for a few, pal.
My friend, my pleasure.
You got it. That's Ira Kaufman, the incomparable one, talking Bucks football here on Primetime.